Beth Girl Chronicles. I love food.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to this week's episode of Fat Girl Chronicles. I am your host, Vicky, the professor of food. I
have Professor of pork. Professor of extra sauce.
Yes. I mean, doesn't everybody love extra sauce, though? How can you not have extra sauce? I need extra blue cheese. I need extra ranch. I need extra whatever.
Extra cheese sauce for your macaroni and cheese.
Everything. There's no reason not to have extra sauce. Extra barbecue sauce. You need it all. Extra tzatziki sauce if you have it in a gyro. Okay. And I have with me my lovely co-host. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
This is Kenneth, your brother in the struggle, the master of cheese and mayhem and everything gooey and nice.
We just had the Cheese Lover's Day on January 20th, but did you do anything special? Did you eat cheese?
Of course I did. I made macaroni and cheese at home.
Wait, hold on. Where are my plate? I don't see a container.
Well, if you go back to a couple episodes ago, you'll realize that her grandmother stole my mother's recipe. So it's like we ate the same
thing. How does that make sense? My grandmother, who is older and was born before your mother was even a thought or a twinkle, stole your mother's recipe. Did she go in the future?
Basically, she was just plotting on my family's recipe for a long time, and then that's when they finally
stole it. The devil is a lie. I don't believe you. Okay. But you still ain't bring me any mac and cheese.
So yeah, grandmother uses the same recipe.
I need to taste it so I can see what you're talking about. To see if it's even all right.
Well, I'm waiting for my lobster mac and cheese.
Well, I guess we all be waiting together. Okay. So this week we have another battle. A food battle, if you will. We have the ultimate breakfast carb battle, if you will, basically. Pancakes versus waffles versus crepes versus French toast. We're doing all four.
And pancakes.
Didn't I say pancakes?
You probably did. I just wanted to say it again.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, that's perfect segue. First up, pancakes. Let me give you a background information because I actually did the research this week. Ooh. I know I don't never do the research, y'all. So bear with me as I do this.
Got you, Professor.
So pancakes date back to the Romans. Ancient Romans would eat sweet and savory dishes of meal called alita dulcea. I probably pronounced that all kind of wrong. Dulcea? Probably might have a CH sound to it. What is it, Italian? Which is also stands for another sweet, made from milk, flour, eggs, and spices, and was sweetened with honey.
Interesting. Hmm. I do like my pancakes with honey sometimes, or any of these items with honey.
Yeah, basically, that's true. Lately, I've been actually, putting agave instead of syrup.
Okay.
Yeah, so, help with that glycemic index. I mean, I'm already doing bad by eating them, but they're already swimming in butter and everything else, so I don't, whatever, let me lie to myself that I'm doing something good. All right, pancakes. What are your favorite types of pancakes?
Well, as far as pancakes, I like to add stuff to it, like fruit. So like I like bananas, strawberry, blueberries, nuts, and syrup.
Okay, but if you only had to pick one, your ultimate favorite
pancake, as far as
So if you only had to pick one of all those 10 different toppings you just listed, one. Just one.
Probably bananas.
Bananas.
Yeah, okay, I love bananas.
Bananas on top or banana flavored? You know how you can like...
Bananas on top. I don't like banana flavored stuff. I just like actual bananas.
Because you mash up the bananas and then you put it in the actual mix and then you have banana pancakes.
Not for me.
Oh. All right. I personally like pecan pancakes when they put the pecans on top. And they can put the pecans inside as well. Either or works for me. Those are my favorite type of pancakes is pecan pancakes.
And that reminds me of like some of the franchises, the different sauce, the different syrups that they have. So I definitely like that pecan syrup.
That is also true. But I also like butter pecans, my favorite ice cream. So that might be why I also like pecan pancakes.
I don't do ice cream.
Well, you are lactose intolerant.
doesn't stop me from eating cheese. I just don't do ice cream.
Because it'll really tear you up?
And it causes a lot of problems.
Okay. Nice to know. I'm not taking you out for ice cream cone. Okay. So that's it for pancakes. Let's get the background information for waffles. Waffles. So during the transitional period from cane sugar to beet sugar, Florian Dächer formalized the recipe for the Brussels waffle, which is the predecessor to the American Belgian waffles, and which recorded that recipe about 1842-1843.
Hmm.
That's a...
So your grandmother wasn't alive to steal that recipe, huh?
My great-great... was.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Hmm.
I wonder if she used the same recipe that they used back then.
You know
And then calls it hers.
You know what? We're going to be fighting. Keep it going. Keep it going. Favorite type of waffle?
Favorite type of waffle? Basically the same toppings, but I did want to talk to you guys about my flourless waffle, which I stole from Pinterest, like your grandmother stole my mother's recipe.
You don't keep
so basically, that. It's two eggs and a banana. You could put them in like a blender. You get your waffle iron going.
You should
going.
Put them in a blender of some sort because it comes out better versus you mashing the banana with your
spoon. Yeah, it blends pork. Better.
It blends better, pours better.
Then you want to spray the waffle iron with like some non-stick spray and you just want to put it on there. Just pour it out the blender right onto the waffle iron.
Oh, maybe that's why you use two eggs for your waffle. Because I usually use one egg, like one egg and one banana.
What are you doing on a stove or you use your waffle iron?
Neither, because I'm making pancakes with that.
Oh, you're doing pancakes.
Yeah, I put a little bit of cinnamon. So usually it's only one egg to one banana.
Oh, okay.
So maybe that's why you do two eggs.
Because and then sometimes I might add fruit to it, like a blueberry or something like that, to put in the waffle press, and it comes out great.
Look at you being all fancy.
Top it off with some more fruit,
in the waffle
some honey.
Press.
I'm just saying.
Flour-free. Look at you.
Yeah.
Being all healthy, and then you drown it in honey and stuff.
Honey, aguave, like you say.
Mm-hmm.
Some fruit.
Mm-hmm. You know you got that maple syrup. Don't lie. You got that Mrs. Butterworth or Aunt Jemima or whoever.
For my maid.
Yep. So me, this is a little hood, if you will. So do you know at the corner store or in grocery stores that are in a more city-like area, if you will.
The urban neighborhoods.
Mm-hmm. There's these little individual packaged Belgian waffles. They are in this little plastic. So it's basically, what would be something similar to that? So like a honey bun. You know how like a honey bun is an individual wrapper?
Yeah.
It's just like that.
Okay.
It's in a little individual wrapper. It's a little Belgian waffle. And it has like this outer shell of sugar on it. So then you put it in the microwave for like 5 seconds. Just enough to warm that little bit of sugar up. And it's heavenly heaven.
I've never had it.
What?
I've never
how?
Had it.
How? I am from the backwoods of South Jersey. And I knew nothing about this until I came to North Jersey. And one of my friends, who grew up in an urban area, put me up on it.
Yeah,
you
I grew up in a large urban area in New Jersey, but I've never had that experience.
All right, you know what? I'll pick you up one. Because those things are so good. Oh, I love them. They're amazing. They're amazing. And it's just a store-bought little, and it's like a little individual.
It's frozen, I'm assuming?
No, not frozen.
Oh.
Mm-mm. It might be in, like, the bakery section of the grocery store.
You just put a hot honey bun in a microwave or something.
No.
It's a waffle.
Listen, I'll take you to the grocery store and show you.
All right, you have to.
Okay. So
put
that's
it on my to-do list.
Yes. So that's my favorite. If I'm eating a waffle, that's my favorite.
Does South Jersey know about North Jersey hoods and their food?
So barely more than you.
Apparently.
So you need to work on that. What's next? Crepes.
I love crepes.
Crepes is French for pancake and is derived from the Latin crispus, meaning curled. Crepes originated in Brittany in the northwest region of France. Crepes were originally caked, called galettes, meaning flat cakes. There you go.
Nice. I love crepes. I definitely like whipped cream with cakes, with crepes and strawberries with crepes.
Okay. Those are your... See, my favorite type
of... Or Nutella.
Yep. My favorite type of crepe is Nutella and banana.
Okay.
I go for the, I guess, classic. I think that's a classic one,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And every year, my brother and I, we go to New York Comic Con. And the first couple years, there was basically no food in there, which really, really, really sucked. Because then you'll be starving. Mm-hmm. But then they started having little food stands throughout the whole Javis Center. And they always have a crepe stand. And my brother and I, we shop and we eat. So we're just walking up and down the aisles, buying stuff and buying food. That is it.
Well, I know that we had an office party one time to celebrate February birthdays, and, you know, Valentine's Day is the biggest day in February.
Sure.
So we had a Paris theme, and we did build your own crepes, and it was a huge, huge success.
Fancy. Aren't crepes just a bougie pancake?
Basically. Hmm? The French pancake.
French pancake.
Yeah.
Okay, the last...
Let's go to Paris and have some crepes. Like, let's legit get on the flight just to have crepes in Paris. Like, authentic crepes.
Or you just find a French restaurant. We live in the New York...
We gotta eat it by the Eiffel Tower.
...metropolitan area. I can pull up a picture of the Eiffel Tower. if that's what you need.
We can eat it in front of the picture.
Yeah, I can blow it up and put it on the window so while you're eating, you can look over and think you're looking at the Eiffel Tower. That is no problem. It'll cost less.
If any of our Paris listeners are listening right now to this episode, please send us pictures of you eating crepes in Paris.
That'll be awesome. Last one is the French toast. Finishing out.
You know, French toast is actually my favorite on this list.
Oh. Mine too. French toast existed as early as the age of the Roman Empire, about 5 AD, the 5th century AD. Romans would soak bread in milk and sometimes egg mixture, then fry it in oil or butter. So that's feasibly the oldest one, right? Between, I guess, French toast and pancakes.
And I like my French toast with just syrup and powdered sugar. It's such a classic. I like it crispy, too. So crispy, syrup, powdered sugar, I'm good to go.
Yes.
I eat it all day.
I like my French toast to be thick. So nice, thick brioche French toast.
Always so fancy.
Brioche.
Always so fancy.
No powdered sugar. I don't want any powdered sugar.
No powdered sugar.
No powdered sugar. I do not like powdered sugar on my French toast. I do not... Don't put powdered sugar on my French toast. But I do like it with a lot of butter and a lot of syrup. And I like it, and I don't like my French toast to be soggy.
No, I don't need it. I like it crunchy.
Yeah, it has to be crunchy. If it's soggy, like if
crisp
it's legit wet bread, I'm not eating it. I don't like when I'm eating like anything and it's a wet bread, I'm pulling that bread off. I can't eat it. It's nasty. I can't do it. So I don't understand how those guys for... when they do the national hot dog eating contest, and they take their whole bun and they soak it in the water, that just makes me, I just cringe because I can't eat that.
Yeah, I'm like, can't do that.
No, either. I can't do it. So I like my French toast to be nice and crispy and not all soggy and stuff. My mom likes her French toast to be wet and soggy. So when she would make our French toast as kids, because we didn't like it that way, actually, the only person who liked it that way was her. She would actually have to make, like, I think my dad didn't really care. She actually had to make 2 batches of French toast.
Mm-hmm.
The crispy ones for us and the soggy ones for her.
Gotta love parents.
Because, no.
Yeah.
Ugh, that just, ugh. Let us know if you also are anti.
It is called French toast.
Exactly. It should be toast. It should be crispy.
Which suggests it should be crispy, yeah.
It shouldn't be... A soggy, yucky.
But no powdered sugar?
No powdered sugar. No. I mean, obviously I want cinnamon.
I learn more and more about you each podcast.
Listen, I have my rules. Don't judge me. Don't judge me.
Who turns down powdered sugar on French toast?
I don't like the taste of it on top. I just want the cinnamon.
I guess.
Okay, so... If the world was to end tomorrow and you only could have one of these as your last final meal, which one would you pick?
French toast.
Me too. But I make a very good pancake. And I mean, just like out the box. Just, and your mama buttermilk complete. No, and your mama buttermilk.
It's quick.
Buttermilk complete and your mama. That's it. It's all about.
Excuse me? Did you say and my mama?
And your mama.
Okay.
And your mama.
Just so we clear.
And your mama. That's how you have to say it. And your mama. Mm. And your mama.
All right.
Don't judge me. That's how you're supposed to say it. But yeah, that's it. And it's all about the consistency, the temperature, the water, and everything like that when you're making it from the box.
Interesting.
So when we do a pancakes only episode, we can go more into that. So this week I actually did a food poll asking our social media fans and our faithful listeners what is the best between the four. And so I'm going to read some of the comments. Definitely anytime I put up a food poll, definitely chime in. You'll hear your name on the episode. First up, Nicole says, geez, you make these questions so hard. People hate having to like make this hard decision. I love French toast and crepes. Also, pancake lover too. It's crazy because it's all the same batter. True. But she's not a big fan of waffles. Now, she'll eat waffles with chicken because who does it? but I don't even like to make them at home. And the waffle maker seems to be one of the messiest kitchen items ever.
Well, you know what? You know, SoCo in Brooklyn, they have a red velvet waffle that they serve with their chicken, their fried chicken and waffles. I want to try that. A red velvet waffle?
You keep talking about that place.
They have a lot of interesting items on the menu. Just saying. SoCo in Brooklyn. Fat Girls Chronicle sent you.
Beverly Jean says Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles, but pancakes are her favorite. Michelle 1L says Diner Pancakes, which Diner Pancakes are like huge. They're bigger than a plate.
Yeah.
They are ridiculous. And, you know, New Jersey is the home of the diners. Yeah. There's a diner on every corner.
Nevada's in Bloomfield, New Jersey. They have great, great pancakes and tops. And what's that? Newark, New Jersey. Kearney, New Jersey. And they'll the give you diner. All the toppings that you want.
I think
want
Top's Diner was like voted like the best diner in New Jersey.
Yeah.
One year. I don't know. Last couple years or something. Voorhees Diner has the best French toast.
I've been there. I haven't had their French toast, but I've been there. I've had other stuff, so I have to try.
Yeah, you have to try the French toast. They are like, they are huge. They're bigger than your head, and they're nice and crispy.
But the Urban Griddle, they got good French toast too.
Yeah, that's the hipster
in Elizabeth, place. New Jersey.
Mm-hmm. Jasmine says waffles because they are so versatile. Ice cream, breakfast foods, chicken, frozen or fresh, they are amazeballs.
You could do Nutella with the waffles, too.
That is true. I don't think there's anything you can't do Nutella with.
Yeah.
Monica says pancakes have lost their appeal, maybe because she made them for us all the time. This is my mom. A non-Belgian waffle is the best. I do like my French toast only, but in a crunch, I would get them. Crepes are for breakfast. I mean, for dessert. Excuse me.
There's this place in South Jersey called the Funky Cow. It might be Hamilton, New Jersey. I'm not sure.
I think it's Hamilton.
But they do a lot of their sandwiches with the waffle bread, like with toasted waffle. It's so freaking good.
Veronica says, definitely waffles. We got another waffle lover. Nyjah says, yes, waffles. Can go. She wants them off the list. I love pancakes and homemade French toast. Kirsten says French toast with a crap ton of cinnamon and butter. She didn't say crap. She said another word, but we are
a family-friendly oriented
yes.
show.
So. Samuel says, I have to go with waffles. They're great when homemade. They're great when made from a toaster. They're even great as part of a weak hotel continental breakfast.
They are.
Ashley chimed in. She was like, this question is too stressful for her. But not crepes, though. Nikki says, I love them all. However, I think my mostest favorite would be nice, fluffy pancakes.
See, I like pancakes. Don't get me wrong. I won't turn them down. But when compared to the other items on this list, I just feel like they're boring.
Yeah, that's true. If the pancakes were standing alone, okay, but because they're up against French toast, I'm picking French toast.
And crepes.
But like I think as a kid, I would
version of a pancake.
As a kid, I would have picked pancakes though, but now as an adult, I pick French toast.
You have matured and evolved. I like
yes,
it.
Yes, yes. Nikki says, I love them all. However, I think my... Oh, I said that. Moses' favorite would be the nice fluffy pancakes. Taisha says, I could do pancakes for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. But I have to say French toast is my favorite. So true. Zakiya says, only crepes. Oh, she only had crepes one time. It was good. But if I had to pick a favorite, it would have to be a light, crisp edge pancake. I've had Zakiya's pancakes.
Ooh, crisp edge.
Yes, Zakiya's pancakes are very good.
Phil, we need her to send us that recipe for that crisp edge.
I think it's just her as the cook. There's nothing that Zakiya can't cook. Phil says pancakes. James says, I love pancakes. Latricia, another pancake lover, because they are classic.
And what about French toast sticks? And they're not on the list, but you got to love French toast sticks.
Listen, no. And your mom again has...
I'm going to need you to say that a little bit more slowly.
And your mama.
Because I feel like you're insulting my mother.
And your mama has... It's a pancake and sausage on a stick. So it's like a corn dog, but it's a sausage with a pancake. And you pop it in a microwave. And you roll some butter on it like it was like it's corn. And then you put some
syrup. I just think that's just fat and lazy. I know we're Fat Girl Chronicles.
It's
that's just
so
fat and
good.
Lazy.
It's like pigs in a blanket, but on a stick. It's so
corn
good.
Dog,
if I that's why I'm very dangerous if I walk down the frozen food aisle.
Some breakfast corn dog.
It's amazing. But walking down the frozen food aisle in with the breakfast section, I try not to do that because if I see them, I buy them. And it's wrong, so I shouldn't do that. Megan, oh my god, I have to decide. Crepes are amazing, but so is French toast. It's a tie, followed by pancakes and waffles, but only if I can have blueberry or chocolate chip pancakes.
I don't like chocolate chip pancakes.
Really? I like, they're good. Warren said, waffles
whole
are...
wheat pancakes I like.
Warren chimed in and said, waffles are my favorite breakfast food. Name another food that's good, whether it's crunchy or soggy. Time's up. Nothing. Waffles even loves you back. How, you ask? Well, I'll tell you. Waffles loves us so much that they even have little pockets to hold all the yummy syrup in so none of it rolls off of it onto your plate. The way those naughty pancakes like to do. Waffles, waffles, waffles. I love waffles. Okay, Warren. You need a moment alone with your waffles, apparently.
I don't like them soggy, but I do agree that they get those little pockets.
Those pockets do make it easier.
All kinds of flavor.
The syrup does kind of run off pancakes. Yeah. And then you're, at that point in time, you're chasing syrup around.
Yeah, but the whole plate is your playground when you have pancakes and syrup. That's why I don't like anything else on the plate when I have my pancakes. I don't want any other food.
I like the syrup touching my eggs. I like that taste.
Ah, I hate that.
Michelle with two L's, excuse me. It's not a fan of French toast, but the rest are all depends on where it's coming from. Oh, she's naming places for you guys. No, number one fave for her is Prospectors. You guys gotta look it up. I forget what town it sits in. Prospectors Belgian waffles are awesome. Pop Shop, I believe, is in Collingswood, New Jersey. Pancakes. With so many to choose from, but I still love a good crepe. Pop Shop pancakes are amazing, though. Christine.
I'm trying to stay out of the franchise battle and save that for another episode, yeah. So I'm going to be quiet.
Christine mentioned on our Instagram, but also came to our Facebook. She can't decide which because she loves them all, but if she had to, it would be her pancakes are the best. Diner French toast waffles are awesome, and IHOP crepes are slamming. However, she prefers her strawberries on the side with all of them.
IHOP does have the best crepes.
Evelyn says French toast all the way, but I like pancakes as well. My favorite is banana pancakes. Nancy's, semi-regular basis pancakes for a special treat crepes. And she loves adding toppings. Kate, French toast. Patrick says waffles and crepes are a close second. So that's all the comments from Facebook. I think we have a couple on Instagram that I have to pull up if you bear with me.
Yeah, waffles. Some people didn't like waffles. I don't know why you could not like waffles. I love waffles. Pancakes are just so boring.
Jay says pancakes. Today it says pancakes, French toast, and waffles in that order. Alisa says same for me, pancakes, French toast, and waffles. Let's see. We have more pancakes, waffles, and French toast. Lindsay says French toast. Nicola says one of each, please.
And the Belgian waffle. Oh, amazing.
Some of you guys only have your Instagram name or Facebook name or Twitter name. And I don't like to share out people's
social media
without their consent. So I'm sorry if I don't read your names, just because I don't want to share all your personal business out there. Okay. So thank you for everybody who commented on all of our social media platforms. The love that you guys show us is amazing. We really appreciate that. Definitely keep supporting us. Do you have anything else you want to say about pancakes, waffles, crepes, and French toast?
Can we go get some now, like right after this podcast?
That can be definitely arranged, because I only had a piece of toast and some bacon for breakfast.
So I'm down.
I need more food in me. Well, guys, that is our debate of pancakes versus waffles versus crepes versus French toast. I think we both picked French toast. I think the listeners in our social media platform, I think there was more pancake lovers than anything, surprisingly.
Because they're boring.
Don't insult our people.
The pancakes, not the people.
Oh, okay. So I hope you really enjoyed this episode. So French toast and pancakes, I guess we need to battle out for the final crown, if you will. And definitely check us out on our social media. As you heard, we just read people's comments, and we definitely share, so you can get to hear your name. So our social media, Facebook is Fat Girl Chronicles, Twitter is at Fat Girl NJ, Instagram is Fat Girl Chronicles NJ, and shoot us an email if you have any comments at Fat Girl Chronicles contact at gmail.com. Please take a moment to like and subscribe to this podcast. Hit that 5-star review. Those 5 stars really help us grow in the ranks. It helps other people to find us. And we want to reach all of our food lovers out there. Ken, do you want to say bye to the people?
I just want to say your new title is Professor Extra Butter and Extra Syrup.
Yes, I think that should be everybody. If you're eating your pancakes, waffles, crepes, or French toast dry, we can't be friends. We cannot be friends. Okay, thank you. All right, everybody. Enjoy your day. Bye.
Adios.
Fat Girl, Fat Girl Chronicles. Fat Girl, Fat Girl Chronicles. Fat Girl, Fat Girl Chronicles. I love food.